This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Here's the thing. I found a story about pie.
Yes.
She's my cherry pie.
Don't do that. You know I was briefly in that band.
I know.
I have that vinyl on my office wall, and every time I look at it,
Do you really have the Warrant vinyl on your wall?
I think so. Is that the one with, is it a dude's butt? No.
Cold drink of water and sweet.
Shoot. Hold on. It's in the corner.
Well, you guys are really ruining everything I was going to do here.
No, I like cherry pie.
Here's the thing. There's a there's a story about pies while Aaron looks up her stat. Something with a
Is
butt.
It a pie chart?
No. What is...
Do you have Blink 182
no,
or something?
Not there.
Do you want to leave the studio and come back?
Go look!
Okay. Tiag and I will just...
Yeah.
All right.
Hang out right there.
All right. So Aaron's out of the studio. Here's what we're doing.
Okay.
We want to... Please text... Oh, God. She doesn't know this. Text in right now. 303-222-5423. Say that you don't like Aaron. Whatever. Just say... So do that. So what did you find?
It was wild cherry, not... Sorry.
Yeah, that's different.
My bad, my bad.
Wow. That's a lot of interesting text. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. What are you guys saying? Oh, no, I'm nervous.
Yeah, don't look at the text for a while. Just shut the text line off your computer for just a little while. Hey, quick show note. Probably not a wise idea to leave the studio when the mics are on. I strongly suggest staying in the room.
I really wish we had cameras in here.
A wise man learns through others' mistakes. And I will never be doing that.
Okay. Yikes. I'm sweaty. That was fun. Okay. Here's the thing. I've got a list because people apparently like pie, which that's one thing I think we could debate. But
whether you like pie or not? Is
okay,
that what you're saying?
Let's actually start there. I'm going to tell you, like, you've had a good meal, but you've got room for dessert. And somebody goes...
That's a thing.
What?
Oh, if you don't have room for dessert, that's actually a thing. Like, dessert brain, you will make room
for
dessert.
Your brain is like, yeah, I can like...
Yeah.
Burp a little bit
I
of it.
I can move things around yeah, down there.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you
There's
talking
always
about?
Room.
Yeah.
Is what
yeah.
I'm saying.
Full?
I'm just going to say that.
What is that?
And I think... The texters who are not writing the horrible things right now.
Stop it.
Could text in 303-222-5423. I want you to text one or the other word. Word one, pie.
Mm-hmm.
Word two, cake. And I'm going to tell you, I expect there to be one word texted in more than the other, and that word rhymes with cake. Because pie is an inferior product if cake is available. Now, pie amazing? Sure, when you're in a desert of no cake.
Yeah.
But you're never like, oh, you have both cake and pie? Well, tell me about the pies first.
What? No, you're going to go for the cake.
Of course you are.
Yeah, it's got the frosting. Even the pie, you can put whipped cream on it, but that's inferior
to frosting. You're just trying
to
make a cake.
Exactly.
There's
I'm with
no...
you. Yeah. Yeah.
And cheesecake is a pie, but it's like, it's not... like fruit pie. It's just.
It's not, to me, it's not like desserty. I gotta have chocolate, caramel. That's kind of it. Just chocolate, maybe vanilla or something. Like those
for
are the,
dessert?
Those are the big three that makes it dessert. That's what I've said before, like strawberry shortcake. What is that? That's not dessert.
Now, see, there you're an idiot. Because that is
that's
actually
fruit.
Good.
That's fruit is not dessert.
I know the fruit can be on, like, have you ever had a like a flourless chocolate cake?
Yeah.
That's just that dense as, oh my God, it's like you can barely eat any of it. It's with the chocolate layers.
What's the cake that has fruit in it, but it also fruit is like cake? A sponge? No. I'm not that much of an idiot. Stop your text. No, it's got like fresh
fruit. She's on to us!
No, it's got like fresh fruit as well.
This is what I'm talking about, like a flourless chocolate cake. I know it's not
chocolate,
the same.
It's vanilla.
But like this is, if you have a flourless chocolate cake, they're never bringing it to your table ever in the history of mankind. If they brought you that cake without raspberries on top of it, strawberries on top of it.
Is it a chantilly cake? Is that what I'm thinking of?
You think of the one on the Greatest Baking Show with all the raspberries, the fruit on top pointing upward. They do it every season.
No,
you have to make that one. That one cake is in every...
Are you talking about the one that's on the theme?
Yeah, it's brown
only,
with all the...
They've only done that once.
No, they do it every year.
No, they don't. They've only done it once because they made fun of themselves because they were like, there's one section on the cake where they could have put a raspberry and they didn't. And it just drove us all crazy to the point where they had to make that
I've
cake.
I've watched more than one season.
No.
I've seen them make that cake.
That's a different cake. It's not... They specifically did that one. Texters, please be nice to me,
Aaron,
and on my side.
I would say you asking for anything from them right now is not a great plan. Yeah, you don't have a lot of clout with the texters.
Right.
Okay, so fruit and cake, it can happen, TX. So just relax.
Okay.
So and the great thing is it's not fruit. Yes, it's strawberries, but you know what you've done to those strawberries? You've macerated them, which means you've chopped them up and let them soak in sugar, and they're basically, they're
it's
on
like
their
jam.
Way to being jam.
Yeah.
They're
okay.
Like almost there. And so just like, and you're just like dumping jam on like a sponge
cake.
It's like a Twinkie with strawberries.
I think T-Hack and I actually have the same favorite pie, and it does have fruit in it.
Yeah, but we're talking about cake first.
I know, I'm switching it. I'm over this. I want to talk about
Texters,
pie.
Yes, you can be mad that she's moving the conversation forward too quickly. No, you're fine. Go ahead. No, okay. But we've agreed.
Because we both have the same favorite flavor, so I think I'm going to assume that is applied.
Okay, before we go there.
Applied.
I just want to confirm. We agree that cake is better.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
So, next we're going to talk about pies. So that's because I have a pie thing. I have a pie story. But this is really what I want to get to. And now I'm going to have to wait because we're running out of time. I'm going to have to get to it in a second. I have what I would like to call a controversial ranking.
Boo. This is stupid. What a dumb idea.
This is exactly what I wanted today. I have a controversial ranking of the top pies.
Oh.
If you had to have a pie, because there's no cake, because all cake has disappeared.
Okay.
Cake is gone. The government has eradicated. Like, no, the aliens have come and taken all our cake.
That's really mean.
I know. That's what they do. They knew. They hit us right where it hurts.
In the cake.
I will get to my controversial rankings of pies.
All right, yeah.
I'm going to get to that next. If you can't sit in your car and wait, then download the Odyssey app.
Mm-hmm.
You can listen to this whole thing again later, or you can stream us live and hear it live in your house.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What is Daxer you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value Surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So, I'm starting a new feature. I had this great idea where...
I need you to leave the room.
It's not going to happen, kid. I was born at night, not last night. I think it's kind of a brilliant idea where you take something that everybody kind of has an opinion about, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, instead of presenting it just like, ooh, here's like a whole bunch of different, I don't know, bears or tigers or whatever, like you put them in order of which one's the best one and call it like a list or a ranking. And maybe my take on it is just a little bit askew of normal people. So there might be a little controversy to my ranking.
It's a great idea. I love it.
It is a great idea. Mm-hmm. That's why I came up with it. Mm-hmm. That's why my name.
Do you have pictures that go with it as well that you post on Instagram?
Could you maybe pull this together?
I might be able to help.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks, Aaron.
You're welcome.
You know what? I want you to have credit on this. Call it Slacker and Aaron's
controversial.
We'll see how controversial you can get. Not as easy as it looks, partner.
So we were talking.
Good luck.
We were talking about cake versus pie,
mm-hmm.
and pie rankings. Mm-hmm. First off, we all agree. Some of the textures don't, but I just want you to know, we've reached out to you who were incorrect. You're stupid. Pie is not better than cake.
Yeah, cake.
Pie, like, you can't make a case for it. You just can't.
If you were to have the two presented 99% of the time,
pie has a lot of crutches that it needs. It needs a little, maybe a scoop of ice cream.
Yes.
It needs a whipped cream. And it needs other things to really put it on the same level.
You just walk by cake and put your hand in it.
Yeah.
And you're good to go.
Uh-huh.
And here's the thing.
King Supers frowns on it.
They do.
But you can
pop that top right off of those things. Pop. Yeah. Here's the thing. Can we all agree on something else? Children are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Our children, they haven't been skewed by the terribleness of life.
Yeah.
Their innocence is palpable.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They just have, and they're honest.
Like, yeah.
They see somebody and they're like, hey, why'd you wear those pants? They're just... Kids are honest to a fault.
Mm-hmm.
I defy you to walk up to any kid with a plate of cake and a plate of pie and go, which one you want, kid, and have them take the pie. No kid is going to take the pie. Ergo, my cake argument wins. Cake is better than pie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
thank you.
Your choir here that
Got
you're
it.
Preaching to.
Well, I was saying that for the texters who chose pie. Because I'm just saying you may feel that because something bad happened to you as a child. Like with your cake, like maybe it was your birthday and they popped the top off the cake. And you're like, somebody had their hand in this. And it's like, sorry.
D-hack. Strikes again.
Here's my controversial ranking. Oh my God, I didn't number them. Do I have to number them? Do you think I should number
okay.
them?
This is already off to a... That's like step one. I gotta
According
do
to whom?
My ranking steps.
Step this one. Is controversial ranking of pies available.
Wait, don't you want to start at 10? No,
I am going to start it.
Oh.
I'm going to start it.
Did I just hear you say coming in at number one? Did I make that up? Did I hear that?
Did I? No.
I said that. Yeah. Oh. I got to rank.
Well, I was like number one. I did probably say number one, but this is the first one I'm giving. Coming in at number 10.
Okay.
You're right, Aaron.
Okay.
My God. In fact, I think we're going to call this Controversial Rankings with Aaron, narrated by Slacker. You want to do it that way? We don't need to include Tiag. Tiag, you want to leave the room?
Okay. Sure.
This is kind of a dark horse in the pie game. Sweet potato pie.
Ooh, no.
I don't know if I've ever had it.
Is it even dessert?
It is. It's got a little bit of a savory funk to it.
But I don't think I've had it either.
But it's like cinnamon and nutmeg. And
yeah. Yeah.
I like sweet potatoes. Have not had it in a pie form.
Well, you're missing out because it's number 10. Is this the way this should go? Kind of like this? A little back and forth and then I just move on?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Number 9.
I think, should we be berating you more? Usually it's
I don't think that would ever be a part of a successful feature on the Slacker show. Okay. Berating Slacker himself.
Oh, yeah.
That seems weird.
We could interrupt you more, maybe?
Can I talk? Coming in at number 9, a Colorado favorite, peach pie. Now, if you've not had peach pie with Palisade peaches...
I don't think I have.
Yeah, I have not either. I would love to do a live taste test.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. As we've gone through two of the controversial rankings so far and you haven't had either one, doesn't that just tell you that pie is inferior to cake?
I think so.
In fact, Tiak, I'm going to let you do a controversial list ranking.
Okay.
Why don't you do cakes?
The rankings of cake flavors?
And if your controversial rankings is anywhere near as good as mine.
Okay. All right. I'll give it a whirl.
Coming in at number 8, this is controversial because...
Does it matter? Yes. I'm sorry. Going back to number 9 with the peach pie.
Yes, ma'am.
Because there are different types of toppings. You have like the crumble and the...
And when you do the crumble on a peach pie, you're almost at a crumble or a cobbler per
cobbler,
se.
Cobbler, that's what it is.
That's not the same thing. This is a peach pie. Now on a peach pie and a lot of the fruit pies, as Tiak had mentioned before, we got to take it a little fancier. So you got to do the lattice and have a little butter and sugar.
But it's like the pie crust.
Yeah, to try to make it not suck.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You even got to add the vanilla ice cream a la mode.
Yes.
You got to get French with it. It's
you don't have to.
A lot of hoops to jump through.
This comes in at number 8, despite the fact that I would never put this in my head. It is the lime of key, the key of lime.
Yeah, now you're
lime
talking.
Pie.
You're talking.
I would never eat this, but the people I know who eat it will like drive across town and eat at a crappy restaurant just for their key lime pie.
Mm-hmm. Texters, please text in the crappy restaurants that have this. I will meet you there. I'm one of those people.
Can you eat it?
I just can't do the graham cracker crust, but I will absolutely demolish an entire key lime pie. This is like number 2 to me.
Really?
So good.
That's why, Aaron, see, I don't know if you understand the concept here. That's why this list is controversial.
What?
That's what I do here.
Wow.
Someone hold me back, please.
You could just leave the room. coming in at number 7, chocolate pie.
No, gross.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd put it higher, but it belongs on the list for sure.
But with the graham cracker crust, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got to have that. If it's regular crust, it's not good.
It just seems too basic.
Is this is it like a French silk? Is that a chocolate pie?
Yeah.
I think you're pretty close to that. Yeah.
Like it's cold, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not going to be room temperature. You want it cold. You want that mousse to hold up.
I love it. I love it.
We're running out of time, like so I'm going to have to haul ass through these pies. Now we're getting to the fruit pies, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in at number 6, controversial blueberry pie.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Stains easily.
No,
you
but
gotta be careful when you're eating it.
It's so good because they've put enough sugar in there. You do need the lattice and you do need a little a la mode, but it holds up under pressure.
Okay.
Coming in number 5, another pie I wouldn't eat, but the lemon meringue.
Number 1, baby.
That's number 1.
And that, exactly.
You guys like
one.
The.
I told
one.
You.
Number
that
one.
That is not number
yes,
1.
Yes, it is.
Lemon meringue?
Oh.
That is
yes.
not number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Burning those little egg whites on top is cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's nowhere near number 1.
Lemon pie? I do a 7-Eleven lemon pie in the little boxes. That's how much I like it.
How are
lemon
you not
is the best
7,000
flavor.
Pounds?
Lemon is the best
I love
flavor.
Lemon. I'll eat a lemon cake all day long. Lemon cakes, like the coffee lemon coffee cake thing at Starbucks. Oh my God, it's so good. Coming in at number 4, she's my, we already
cherry
did this,
pie.
But it's cherry pie, people.
I have that album on.
Why don't you?
I'm not leaving the room.
We're going to blast through the top 3 here. Number 3, this is where it gets controversial.
Yeah.
Pecan pie.
Yes, sir. Number 3 for me.
I've never had it.
It's so good.
I've never had it.
I don't think
it,
you would like it.
Am I missing out? It feels contradictory to me. A nut pie? It's just like, what's even in it? Is it just nuts?
It's like...
There's a lot of sugar to make like this goop.
The goop is literally two things.
Goop, I'm in.
It's corn syrup and brown sugar. So if you use light corn syrup, you use dark brown sugar. If you use dark corn syrup, you use light brown sugar. But that's it. It's equal ratio of that.
Sugar goop.
Cook that, not long enough to turn it into rock candy. Throw the pecans in there.
I love it. Goop's one of the major food groups I try to hit every day. As long as I get enough goop in me.
Now, I want you to know that pecan pie, as I was running it through, I don't know if you guys know this. I've instituted a new program on the show. I have a Slacker Show research team. As I was...
That's where those guys have been. I've been trying to contact them for weeks.
I had pecan pie as number one. But the research team put it at number three.
They crunched the numbers, you would say?
They crunched... Excuse me.
Sorry.
This is my stuff.
Yep.
Coming in number two, the pumpkin pie.
How is that different from sweet potato pie?
Two.
I thought they were...
Sweet potato doesn't have quite as much sugary. Sweet potato is a little more. The yam doesn't have quite as much. So you add the nutmeg and stuff, but it's the sweet potato pie is a little more subtle, I would say.
Pumpkin pie is the best part of Thanksgiving, which is saying very little. There's not much going on Thanksgiving if pie is and it's pumpkin.
Pecan pie is what Thanksgiving is made of at my house. I have the other one for the traditionalists. But it's the pecan pie at my house.
You're a little more progressive.
And speaking of traditionalists, welcome to America, ladies and gentlemen. Coming in at number one on the inaugural controversial ranking. Slacker Show controversial rankings.
It's a great idea. I love
it. Yeah, I know it is. Okay. Apple pie.
Yeah. Classic.
Yep. I love it. I can't argue that.
Stay tuned for cake rankings tomorrow.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.